go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 700. 700 questions. And we're still going strong.
Today we have the first of two questions from JB. He wrote me a lengthy description of a project he's working on, and he followed it up with two questions which stand fairly well on their own, so I'm going to answer them a la carte and refer back to the context as I need to. Today, JB asks,
I'm stuck on a project. The plot points my characters have to hit don't match the character description I got. Help. I'm starting to hate working with others.
All right, so the background of this is that JB is working on a project that started as a collaboration and his collaborator has kind of fled the scene. If I remember the context correctly, he actually owns the whole thing, but he's sort of writing it to spec. So the first lesson, of course, that he's already learned, but that I'm going to spell out for all of the rest of you is never do this. If you collaborate, don't write someone else's ideas unless they're paying you to. This is what usually happens. You as the creative have ideas and you feel constrained by the situation and you can't actually make it work. And that's a best case scenario, so don't ever do this. If you want to collaborate, have a contract and have editorial control and get it all in writing, or don't do it. Know how you're going to deal with these things as they come up. Now, as far as you have characters, character descriptions and story beats and they don't line up, then you've got one of two choices. You can either, well, one of three choices. You can either make the characters do things, which will make the book suck, which is not good if you're going to have your name on this book and have it out to the public, because it won't represent your best work. Second option is to alter the story beats so that they do fit the characters. And the third is to alter the characters so that they fit the story beats. You don't really have a fourth option, as far as I can tell. Now, what you'll find in most large, well-plotted stories, and by well, I don't mean done well, I mean just, like, plotted to within an inch of their life. Highly plotted stories, I should say. What you have with most highly plotted stories is what J. Michael Straczynski ran into on Babylon 5, which he had story points that had to be hit. And he had characters he wanted to hit them. But in several instances, because actors died, because actors quit, because the network interfered with things, he had to shuffle the dominoes around so that the plot points still fell in a way that made sense with the characters as he was developing them, or as he was forced to develop them or deal with them because of outside circumstances. So my advice really would be to follow his mold and reassign the plot points to characters for whom it makes sense to hit them, and let the characters carry the story as naturally as possible. And if your character is not in the right position to hit that plot point geographically, get them there. Or move the plot point's geography. If you're dealing with anything post-World War II, it's pretty easy to move the plot point's geography because you've got telecommunications. And if it's a far future science fiction world, you're in even better shape because people can move around. You can also use secondary characters that come on specifically for the point of fulfilling that plot point, such as the hotshot pilot did in season 2 of Babylon 5. He discovered the shadows. That was supposed to happen with Sheridan or Garibaldi, I think. But because the network forced him to have a hotshot pilot, Straczynski shuffled things around so the hotshot pilot would discover the shadows and then get killed in the process so he didn't have to deal with them anymore. Worked really well, actually, so there's nothing wrong with bringing on secondary characters for plot-centric reasons, as long as they move the story along in a sensible fashion. Those are the things you can do. Good luck.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian, and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.